Hi, this is Perry, and you're listening to the Chemist Corner podcast for Friday, August 2nd, 2013. Hello and welcome to Chemist Corner. I'm your host, Perry Romanowski, and I'm just moving into a new place, so things are a bit all over the place. However, I did have time to get a couple of interviews recorded. Today's interview is going to be with a couple of people over at Innovidex. And so the theme of today's show is going to be resources. We're going to have a talk about the resource of Innovidex, but first, let's talk a little bit about some cosmetic science resources that everybody can get on their bookshelves. When I first entered the cosmetic industry, I noticed that there were not a lot of books on the subject of beginning cosmetic chemistry. And as a new person in the industry, it's tough to figure out, you know, what you don't know. And so this was actually one of the things that prompted me to get with one of my coworkers, and we put together a series of magazine articles targeted for beginning cosmetic chemists, and which eventually became a book, Beginning Cosmetic Chemistry. So what I'm going to do is go through some of the most useful books that I've found for cosmetic chemists. So I call these the top 7 cosmetic science books. So somebody just starting out in the industry can benefit greatly from the first book that is on the list, and sure, it might be a bit much to include my own book, but it really is one of the best resources for introducing someone to the world of cosmetic science. The book I'm talking about is Beginning Cosmetic Chemistry. It's in its third edition. I co-wrote this with Randy Schuler, but I should mention that in the second and third editions, we had other authors come on and do stuff on different topics. And so this book has nearly 50 chapters, and it covers everything from industry jargon, raw materials, formulating, and we get even into testing. So Beginning Cosmetic Chemistry, you can get that through All Your Red Publishing. It's a great one. And it also is a book that comes with the online training course, Complete Cosmetic Chemist. So if you do take the first course, you get this book for free. Another book that I found completely useful was one titled Chemistry and Manufacture of Cosmetics, and this is in its fourth edition. This is one of the original. It's a complete set of books about cosmetic science. It's packed full of technical information covering cosmetic science, formulating, and cosmetic ingredients. Almost every expert has written some chapter in this 4-volume series. And if you have a question about the cosmetic industry, no doubt this book will have the answer for you. It's published through All Your Red also. I should say that one of the downsides of this book is that it doesn't have a great index, so it's hard to find stuff. But when you do find stuff, it's the information is really excellent. Speaking of really excellent, this is book number 3 that I would highly recommend, and this is called Harry's Cosmeticology. It's in its 8th edition. The first edition of this classic book on cosmetic science was published in 1940, and in its 8th edition, it is one of the most comprehensive tomes on the subject of cosmetic science. It covers all aspects of the topic in 5 sections and includes a section on the substrates, which talks about the biology of skin, hair, and nails. Another section on formulation approaches, ingredients, then it has specific formulations, and there's even information about production. As a formulation chemist, you will find this single volume book an indispensable resource that you frequently reference. I know I do, and it covers like every topic in cosmetic science in more detail than some of the previous books that I have mentioned. And it has an excellent, excellent index, so it's easier to find things. They're actually coming out the edition 9, so look for that on bookshelves. Book number 4 is one called The Handbook of Cosmetic Science and Technology. It's in its 3rd edition. Much like Harry's, the previous book, the Handbook of Cosmetic Science and Technology attempts to cover as many aspects of cosmetic science as it can in a single book. This 880-plus page work covers everything from the biology of hair, skin and nails, to cosmetic formula types, the ingredients, and they even get into cosmetic claims. Of all the books mentioned thus far, this one does the best job covering cosmetic claims and testing. It's definitely worth having on your bookshelf. Book number five. This is a nice one that I found. I think I got it from a supplier. I don't know where I got it, but it's a nice short volume that covers the basics of cosmetic science. It's called A Short Textbook of Cosmetology. It was written by an author from Switzerland, so it has a more Eurocentric view of the cosmetic industry. Other books I've discussed so far mainly focus on North American cosmetics and the cosmetic industry. I particularly enjoyed the extensive historical section in this book. The book is significantly shorter than the others that I've mentioned here, weighing in at only 435 pages, but it packs a lot of information in those pages. Book number six, Surfactants in Personal Care Products and Decorative Cosmetics, the third edition. This book is a bit more technical about the science of surfactant than any of the others I've mentioned so far. It has chapters written by a variety of cosmetic industry experts and is an excellent resource for the advanced cosmetic chemist. It is probably not one that you want to start with, but after a few years of formulating, you'll definitely want to have this in your cosmetic science library. Finally, book number seven, Chemical and Physical Behavior of Human Hair. This is the most specific of all the books on this list, and its inclusion is more a reflection of the fact that I spent most of my time formulating products for hair. However, if there is anything you want to know about the science of biology of hair, you need to go nowhere else but this book. It explains all the aspect of human hair and is based on the latest research. In the hair care world, the book is so ubiquitous, it's simply referred to as Robbins is the author. There are a few others that I've found useful. If you're more of a skincare formulator, The Physiology of the Skin is a third edition written by Zoe Draelius and published by Allured. That's another excellent book. For formulating natural products, there's Formulating Natural Cosmetics. That's a book by Tony Dweck, also published by Allured. So you can see there are a lot of books, but if you're just getting started, the seven I've mentioned previously are a great place to start. In addition to books, the other part where you can find a lot of information about the cosmetic industry is the cosmetic industry magazines. And fortunately, there are a lot of free magazines that you can get a hold of. With things online and free information, it's a great way to keep up on the latest developments in the cosmetic industry. So here are a list of some of the free magazines, and in the show notes I'll have a link to all of these, but here's a list of free magazines. These magazines are supported by advertisers and are usually given away for free to qualified readers. Just having a job or interest in the cosmetic industry is usually enough to qualify. So magazine number one is Happy, H-A-P-P-I. It's a great magazine reporting on both the household and personal care industry. They also have a pretty good website too. Next is GCI Magazine. The magazine is less about science, but filled with useful business and marketing information for people in the cosmetic industry. They also cover personal care, fine fragrance, and candle and home fragrance manufacturers and markets. It's really more of a marketing spin. Skin Inc. Magazine is an industry publication for day spa, medical spa, and wellness professionals. If you work in skincare, this is a good magazine to read for finding market trends. The science, however, is a little soft, so I should warn you. Modern Salon Magazine. If you are a creator of beauty products for the hair, this magazine will give you an insight into what stylists are doing and the trends that affect them. Cosmetic chemists will find it a great resource for new product development ideas. Of course, it's thick with marketing stories, so read with a skeptical mind. There's Spray Technology and Marketing. This publication specifically covers the world of sprayable products like hairspray, fragrances, APDO, etc. If you are working in this area of cosmetic industry, you'll want to keep up on that magazine. There are some useful paid subscriptions. And the problem with the free subscription is that they don't dedicate a lot of money to generate content, so you get articles that seem more like sales pitches than unbiased articles. For unbiased articles, the industry has paid subscriptions. So probably the best one is from Allured, it's Cosmetics and Toiletries. This is the premier trade journal discussing the topic of cosmetic chemistry. If you have any interest in the science of beauty products, this is the publication for you. And if you only purchase one magazine, Cosmetics and Toiletries should be it. If you're part of the Society of Cosmetic Chemists, the Journal of the SCC, this is a peer-reviewed scientific journal that you get with your membership. The topics represent the latest in cosmetic science research and have titles, articles that are more complicated than the usual trade publication. This is excellent for anyone who is trying to become an expert in a specific area of cosmetic science. The next magazine worth having is The Rose Sheet. If you're looking for anything about regulatory, legislative, and just about any other insider news about the cosmetic industry, this journal has it. The design isn't much to look at. It's a glorified newsletter, but the content is top-notch. And of course, you'll pay top dollar for it. A subscription runs $1,400 a year. But they do have an RSS feed, so it's worth signing up for the feed even if you don't buy the magazine. So there you have it. Those are the top magazines that I recommend anybody who's getting into the cosmetic industry should be reading. Today on our program, we have an interview with two people from Novadex, Priscilla Taylor and Lori Gary. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Before we get started, Priscilla, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do over at Novadex?
I'm helping Novadex with the site, looking at it from the formulator's point of view through a formulator's lens, making it as user-friendly as possible for formulators. Based on my experience, I've been in the industry over 20 years. I think, Kerry, you and I may have crossed paths several times as ex-Culver and me ex-Curtis Unilever.
Right, yeah.
Product development is what I do. And I also work at the development lab. So what I do there is pretty complementary to what I'm doing with Novadex, because my role there allows me to use Novadex so I can help the Novadex team streamline their services, you know, to meet the formulator's needs based on my, you know, current job.
Well, that's great. And Lori, can you explain a little bit about what you do at Novadex?
So I'm the VP of marketing at Novadex. I entered the industry. I was at Unilever for a long time, about 12 years in brand management. So I was a brand director at Unilever. And so I head up marketing and business development, and have a strong role in also product development and making sure that the site works as well as possible for our members.
Well, that's great. So we have two Unilever or Helene Curtis folks from and Novadex. That's excellent. I'm really interested, Priscilla, to hear that you have a background in cosmetic chemistry. Now, that probably has helped in the development of the Novadex product. Has it helped you much?
Oh, most definitely. At Helene Curtis, I worked in skincare. I was a product development manager for skincare product development. So I'm certainly well first in that area. And then when Curtis was bought by Unilever, I switched categories and became an AP expert. So my background really spans two categories, skincare and antiperspirant development.
That's great. So one of the things that I've really liked Novadex and before when it was Chemidex and then Novadex, and it's a great resource for cosmetic formulators, and those are mostly the people in the audience for this show. Why don't one of you go through and explain how the Novadex system works, and really how are cosmetic chemists going to benefit from using Novadex?
Okay, so as a cosmetic chemist, I view Novadex as a one-stop shop for the information I need to do the job. As you know, Perry, we as formulators wear multiple hats. We need to know about raw materials. We We need to know what benefits we can expect them to deliver in our systems, what they're compatible with, incompatible, what are the technical specifications, what are the primary benefits. And, you know, there's a fair amount of research that we must do tracking the information and the raw materials that would best be suited to our formulation. And this information is readily available in one place. It's Innovadex. It's convenient. It allows the user to find the raw materials and other information quickly and easily. Let me give you a recent example. I had to find a material the other day that would be an alternative to silicone. And I typed the word silicone alternative in the keyword search box and was presented with several options. You're probably very familiar with some of the Lex fields.
Yes, yes.
And, you know, so I was really amazed because they offered comparisons down to the centistoke level. So if I wanted an alternative that delivered the feel of a 200 centistoke silicone, you know, I was presented with an option. So, you know, I was very happy, to say the least.
Yeah, now as far as something like that goes, do you have a lot of companies that are represented as far as the silicones go? I mean, on some level, it can't be all of the companies in the industry, but you must have a number of companies to get a lot of good results.
Yeah, they're the Dows, the Shimizus, you know, they're vast, they're quite a few. So, you know, you can really pick and choose, compare supplier offerings, for example. So it's all there.
Some of the information that you get, of course, is the raw materials, but there are also formulations on the site?
Yes, yes, and I have a good story about that as well. You know, the formulations that are on the site obviously are supplied by the manufacturers. And, you know, I view them as starting formulations. And especially if you are working in a category in which you're not familiar, as I happened to do recently, I was presented with a project that I had no prior background experience in. I was able to get on the site and look at the starting formulations to see at least what technology is used and take it from there. So it's quite helpful in that regard.
Now, where do these formulas come from, and where does the information that's on the site, where do you guys get that? How do you keep it up to date?
I'll take that one. We work closely with suppliers to put their information on Innovadex. Because of the size and the robustness of our audience, they're really interested in reaching the formulator community. And so we have contacts with all of the suppliers, and they provide us the documents. They, you know, make sure that they are kept up to date. We have ways of monitoring that on the site. So it's a relationship that we have with the suppliers.
Now, one of the things when a chemist will find out information about raw materials, frequently they're going to want to get samples and things. And so is sampling part of the system at Innovadex?
Yes, they can. The formulators can request samples. They can request a price quote. They can request technical information or additional technical assistance from the supplier through the Innovadex website. And the nice part, particularly about the request, whether it be a sample or technical information, is, you know, you can select all the samples that you're interested in, enter your information one time, and that request goes to all of those manufacturers or all those suppliers simultaneously, right? So instead of kind of hopping from website to website, putting in your address and, you know, exactly what you need, you know, 20 times, you can do that at one time at Innovadex and send that to, you know, 20 different suppliers if you choose.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, there's actually a shopping cart. So, you know, all the ingredients, all the samples go in the shopping cart, and it's, like Laurie says, sent out to the different suppliers.
Well, it sounds like a great service. Now, there's just a couple questions about that. Many people in our audience are maybe entrepreneurs or new to the cosmetic industry. Are there any requirements to be part of Innovadex?
Well, Innovadex is a free service for formulators and people that are interested in sourcing raw materials. One of the reasons that suppliers are interested in having their materials and the technical information on Innovadex is because we do validate everyone that becomes a member. We want to ensure that everyone is in the industry and essentially that they are who they say they are. And so, you know, if you're part of the industry, it's really not a problem. You just fill out the registration form, and you either get approved within a 24-hour period, or if we need more information from you, one of our membership services representatives will contact you. But we do that to make sure that the audience is the right audience and that the suppliers can be confident in putting their information out there, that the right people have access to it.
One of the concerns that chemists might have is, you know, we tend to be a little bit secretive in this industry. Maybe not secretive, but we don't like to tell everybody what we're working on. Is there any concern that a chemist should have that if they start doing searches and looking at formulas, that that's going to tip off what kind of things they're working on?
I don't think the formulator should be concerned about that. The way it works is, and we know that it's a highly confidential industry, and that's a key aspect of the some of the security protocols that we have in place. But essentially, from a formulator perspective, when they access a company's technical data on Innovadex, the company is aware of that. But the company is aware of that only for the information that they supply. So they don't see that in an aggregated way. They don't see it across other suppliers. So basically, in the same way that a formulator would request a data sheet from a supplier over the phone or perhaps from a supplier's website, the supplier would know that you'd requested the data sheet. And that's essentially the only information they would have from Innovadex as well.
Well, you guys have really changed the way online getting information online is. Actually, you know, a few years ago there wasn't really much online, and it's a lot of suppliers. They have their websites, but it's tough to find them all. And what I like about your site is it's all sort of put together in one place. One of the things that I notice about your site is most things are in the form of trade names. Do you have any plans to expand that to include INCI names, or is there some easy way to get INCI names and that I'm just not finding?
INCI names are available, Perry. You can type in an INCI name in the key search box, and you will find the product you're looking for as well as on the left-hand column of the site. If you scroll all the way down to the bottom, you'll see a box that says INCI.
Ah, so that's great. So you can search both through the INCI names and the trade names.
And the trade names, yes.
It's always been a challenge in the cosmetic industry. Compounds always have these different names. So what do you have planned for the future at Innovadex?
Well, we're currently in 8 industries, which, you know, the folks at personal care may not realize that. So we do continually expand to new industries. And I think the benefit of that for the personal care audience is, you know, sometimes there's crossover between industries and you can find inspiration from one industry and apply that to another and get some new ideas. So we're always looking for new industries. You're right, we're always looking to improve the breadth of content, so the number of suppliers, but then also the depth within each supplier, so how many products they have on the site and then how much information they have about each product. That's an ongoing effort that we have. We do have a mobile app for those people that are interested in looking for ingredients and raw materials on their commute or when they're, you know, outside of the office. That actually may be also helpful for people working in a lab to be able to access the information, you know, on a phone if they don't happen to have a computer handy. And then I think a big thing coming up is that we are working on sort of a relaunch of the site. We're expecting that to be in September this year, but it will have a new user interface. We'll be improving the search algorithm. Priscilla's been working hard on, you know, improving the categorization of the products and the information that's there. So, you know, we're going to have an upgrade to the site in the next 2 months is the plan. So we're excited about that as well.
Wow, that sounds great. Just back real quick on the smartphone app. How would somebody go about getting that?
It's actually just on the iPhone store or the iStore. It's it's for iOS only.
Oh, okay, so you can just search the Apple Store there and find it.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm going to have to definitely get that. Because, you know, I like to look up raw materials on my commute to work.
You have nothing else to do.
Exactly. Actually, I do find your website very helpful whenever I'm researching ingredients.
Good. And we are, you know, always open to feedback. So if there are suppliers that feel to be missing on the site or information that feels to be lacking or things that can be improved, we always encourage our members to use the feedback link and send us their ideas and their suggestions. And that always also does help urge suppliers when they hear that someone from a manufacturer is interested in their information on Innovidex. That's a great way to make that happen.
Well, Laurie and Priscilla, thanks so much for coming to the program, and I look forward to working with Innovidex in the future.
Thanks so much, Perry.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Well, that brings us to the end of our show. Thanks so much for listening. This is the summertime, so there isn't a lot going on in August except Society of Cosmetic Chemists golf outings and things. But I will be giving a talk, a course on product development, practical product development, on September 12th in New Jersey. So look for details at the Society of Cosmetic Chemists, the SCC online, and to see how you can sign up for that course if you're going to be in the New Jersey area. I'm also going to be giving a talk in October, or September or October, I'll have to look at the date exactly, at the Florida Sunscreen Symposium. And I'll also be traveling out to California later in November to give a talk out there. So there's lots of talks that I'm giving in the fall. As always, be sure to check out the Cosmetic Science Forum and participate in the discussions there. It's free to join, and there's a lot of great talks, topics being discussed there. It's very useful if you have any questions about cosmetic science that you're having a difficult time to answer. We still have our Complete Cosmetic Chemist training program online, so if you need some additional training online, it's very convenient to do, and just sign up at learn.cosmetics.com. I'll put the link in the show notes. And finally, I've got a new book coming up in a different area. It's called It's Okay to Have Lead in Lipstick, and it's published by The Beauty Brains. That'll be coming out at the end of August, but if you click on the link in this show notes, you can get a special pre-sale discount, and I'm looking forward to that. It's fun. It's part of the Beauty Brains, which is another blog I work on, which is essentially answering beauty questions for consumers. So that's all I've got. Thank you again for listening. I'm Perry Romanowski. Now, go make a difference.